Paul, I understand whether you're in Texas with BNY Mellon or in New York, you've got to have your obligatory caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino blended beverage.
Nice.
Each and every day at Starbucks. I think that weighs in at like $9, you know, or something. Imagine if they go union. It'll be like $15. And that's the sweat the management of Starbucks has right now.
It is. And Robert Iafola joins us. He's a Bloomberg Law labor reporter. Robert, give us the latest here. I mean, I've been following this story because, you know, you go into a Starbucks anywhere around the world, and I kind of get the sense that they're well paid relatively. They've got good benefits, which is a little bit unusual in that business. They certainly work hard. What is the union call here at Starbucks?
They're looking for better pay and better working conditions. Union drives don't happen unless workers are upset about something. So it may seem from the outside that their pay is good and their benefits are good. But you got to see it from the barista's point of view. And they wouldn't be organizing if they didn't have a gripe.
Well, the CEO of Starbucks comes out with some pretty strong wording and language during the entire course of this. And some folks are saying, you're kind of going too far, Mr. Schultz. You got to let this play out. What's the story there?
Yeah, recently the CEO appeared at a public interview with a New York Times reporter. And he was asked about the unionization drive and of whether Starbucks could work with the union towards making improvements at the company. Yeah. And he flatly said no. And while this might seem innocuous, the National Labor Relations Act has some prohibitions on what employers can say.
Robert, is a prohibition here that the workers are seeing Amazon at 20x per hour or Verizon at 20x per hour? What's the impact in your world of big box, modern infrastructure, logistics people like Amazon on a place that's serving Paul Sweeney's caramel frappuccino? I mean, is there an Amazon effect?
An Amazon effect on the wages at Starbucks, you mean?
Yeah, on the negotiations. Let's leave it there, Robert. Thank you so much. Robert Iafola with his Bloomberg Labor Law reporter here.